The next patient is Kathleen Rapp. First name, K-A-T-H-Y-L-E-E-N. Last name, R-A-P-P, Rapp. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old male female that has a history of arterial hypertension that is most likely associated to a nephrosclerosis. This patient is a CKD2. She doesn't have any protein in the urine. She has a urinary sediment that is typical of a menopausal woman. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal limits, less than 100 milligrams in 24 hours. She is in a stable condition from the kidney function point of view. Their blood pressure is 118 over 70. Number two, the patient continues to be constipated, and she has a myriad of symptoms, postnasal drip, reflux, insomnia, the typical thing that is either associated to the stress of the life and or the diet-related problems or season-related problems. My recommendation is to stop the use of processed food, including chicken, pork, meat, and just base the protein intake in wild-caught fish, egg whites, and beans. A plant-based diet is highly recommended. We are going to also make the recommendation of Claritin, 10, one tablet every day, and on the other hand, if she has a reflux after changing to plant-based diet, she's supposed to start famotidine 20 milligrams every day, period. Following number, there is no evidence of hypokalemia. Following number, the patient has a vitamin 12 deficiency. She doesn't have any anemia. She doesn't have any numbness, tingling. She has not been taking the B12 replacement. We are going to evaluate the B12 levels during the next appointment. On September the 26th, the B12 was 4.404. The folic acid was higher than 20, the vitamin D, 25, 41. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph, we invested 7 minutes evaluating the lab. In the face-to-face conversation, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 5 minutes.